My name is Kilo Kiki. I'm a drag queen and entertainer. I'm 20 years old. I identify as polysexual, and I'm non-binary and use they, them pronouns.
My name is Gary Bennick. I am 65 years old. I am bisexual, although I live a gay life. I prefer he. I just came out in like 1998. Oh. And I had just gone through a divorce after being married to a woman for 24 years. I have two sons that are now 43 and 36. But at the time, they were two of the people that really most helped me come out to be gay. And they knew more about the gay world than I did. So when did you start to realize your sexuality and how your feelings are to become what you are today?
Yeah, I mean, when I was like 10, that's when I started realizing, okay, so like I'm not really into women. And so I sort of was on this track to like start coming out as like a gay boy. And I did eventually when I was 15, when I was like finally down here in Texas. And I was actually finding that it was more open and inviting in like an urban area in Texas than in rural Missouri where I grew up. So that was really, really interesting to me, that it, like looking back, that I was able to find who I was here. But even then I wasn't done, because like then I eventually started to come to terms with my gender identity, which was a couple years later. And now I'm just like a queer trans person that's like a crazy performance artist, and I never thought I would be right here where I am, like doing this.
Do you feel accepted for who you are?
Yeah, I mean, for who I am, honestly, most of the time, no. Most people don't even know that non-binary people exist. I've had instances in previous jobs where I've had a gay coworker and they knew nothing about my gender. And so just being a part of the community doesn't mean that a person's necessarily educated on everyone in the community.
I tested HIV positive in 2006.
Oh, wow.
And that was a critical change in my life. For the first couple years, I was still in my career job. I really wanted to just, at that time, it was one of those things that we already knew that if you got on medications that you would probably live a pretty healthy life. But I didn't realize what it would do to my psyche and my brain and my emotional feelings. So I kind of pushed it all away. One of the toughest things I had to do was tell my partner at the time, we had been together 8 years, that I had tested positive. And he fortunately tested negative. But you can imagine what that kind of meant to our relationship. Over the next couple years, I just kind of dove into my job. And the only thing I did to deal with my HIV was take medication. That was about it. But slowly but surely, I slipped into depression, little by little by little by little. My partner, after several months, came to me and said, there was some incredible support from him, came to me and he said, I realized that you didn't do this to me, that you didn't do this just to hurt me or anything against me, that it didn't really have anything to do with me overall. And I also can't understand how I would ever say I love you and leave you right now. Yeah. So I had some incredible support from him. And as I mentioned to him earlier, we'll be together 20 years this year. So he stuck there by me. I had some incredible, incredible support. Yeah, really, really cool deal.
How do you feel about the word queer?
When I was growing up, that was a really bad word. It was meant very derogative. It took me a while to get back to thinking about that word as something that it really means, just different. And once I could kind of get that back into my head, as being queer just means you're different, then there's nothing wrong with that. I don't have any problem with it. But it took a little while, because queer had such negative connotations when I was growing up.
Queer people are already marginalized to the point where it's like, well, since we're already like ostracized for being loving different people or whatever, other types of like sexual practices, relationship structures are sort of shaken up, especially like throughout the 80s and 90s, we saw a lot of like polyamorous behavior and other types of sexual behavior from gay men specifically. And I think that that's allowed for, just in general, our community to be a lot different when it comes to dating than like the cis het population. Yeah, no, it's just been wild to me, because I know when I was growing up, like, I mean, I was probably, I was on a track where I was like, I'm going to marry a woman and we're going to have like children and like, and I sounded exactly like this and like, or it's going to like, you know, live in a house that has a fence. And clearly that didn't quite work out.
Well, you're becoming who you are.
Yeah.
Not who somebody else wants you to be, but who you are. And I think that's what's really, really good about, I think you're approaching it in a really great way. You're experiencing a lot of different things, and I encourage you to continue to do that. I mean, be yourself. Be yourself. I mean, it was so hard for me being married all those years, although I love being married, and I didn't want to leave that deal, but it was so hard not being able to tell people who I really was.